Okay, so we're up to today's Ayin Hey. We're in Ayin Dalet Amud Bey's bottom line. Today's year is sponsored by the Klein family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Yitzchak Ben Rav Peretz. Okay, Ki Yitein Bekotz Eino Yahalech B'Meisharim. When you have a coast in your eyes, you walk Meisharim. Rav Amir Rav Asi. Chad Amar, one says, Kohanosin Eino Bekotzo. If you drink wine, Arayas kulon domolos olav kamisha. Everything looks mutter to you, right? Or it's all mutter when you're drunk, right? Kolanosin eno bakoso kol olam kulo dom olav kamisha. The whole world looks mutter. That means in stealing. Nothing. Everything's mine. Everything. It's so true. Yeah. Yeah. All right. The whole daf is got it like this. Daga belev ish. Yishchena, the worry of a man of the heart of a man. Yishchena, what does Yishchena mean? So Rav Amir Ravasi, Chad Amar Yishchena, remove it, vidaito. Chad Amar Yishchena la'acherim, tell others about it. Sorry, tell others about it, and your worry can go away. V'nachash afar lachmo, but the nachash eats. His food, his bread is dirt, dust. That's actually a pasuk in Yeshaya. Rav Amir Ravasi, Chad Amar, afilu ochel kol ma'adnei olam, toim bahem tamofer. Even no matter what it eats, it tastes like dust. No matter what it eats. V'chad Amar, afilu ochel kol ma'adnei olam, even if it eats anything and it does taste good, ein daito miyushefes olav ajiv ochel ofer. It's still not satisfied until it eats dust. Right, that's what the Hashem told the Nachash in Parshas Bereishis. Right? Okay. Tanya, Amar Yossi. Boru'u, Shol Kamidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. Look how Hashem is not like a regular person. Midas Basav Adam, when a regular person, Maknit Es Chaveiro, right? He's trying to lord over someone else, right? Trying to be over someone else, right? Maknit Es Chaveiro. Yored Imo L'chayav. You, whatever you can to get the upper hand, you do. But if you would, right? Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Kiel es HaNachash. He cursed the Nachash. What did he tell the Nachash? You're not going to have, you're going to eat dust your whole life. He gave him food, right? No matter where he is. Ola Lagag, Mizanos Avimo. Yored Lamata, Mizanos Avimo. Wherever you go. This is a fascinating Gemara. Next. Kiel es Kenan. He cursed Kenan. The problem is he didn't curse Kenan. Noach cursed Kenan. So it's not exactly, the question is, there's no answer. They leave a b'tzarach here, this question. It wasn't Hashem who did it. It was Noach. Anyway, ochel ma sheribu ochel v'shosama sherabo shose. Now, even though Kanan is an eved, there's no when you have a slave, you at least you feed them, because if you don't feed them, they're gonna die. So you made them slaves, but he made sure everyone right, always like that. They might torture them and hurt, but they always have what to eat. They don't have to go looking for food. The master gives them food. Kilo as Aisha, the woman was cursed. Nevertheless, Hakol Rotzan Achra, everyone still chases them. Right? They were cursed. Hashem cursed the woman. What was the curse? Right? She has Tumas Nida, Tumas Leda, Tumas Zav, she's Mos, right? All these things. And yet, the whole world chases them. Next, Kilo as Ha'adama, Hashem cursed the ground. Hakol Nizana, and everyone gets sustained from the ground. Unbelievable. By Arur HaAdama, Bavarecha. The ground is cursed because of you, right? The Beferish HaPasuk. Nevertheless, the ground is supported. Without what comes out of the ground, nobody would be able to live.
Yeah, but Noah,
what do you mean?
When Hashem cursed the ground,
yeah,
it's only for a limited amount of time.
Is that true?
Wasn't it?
Hashem cursed the ground in Parshas Bereishis.
Exactly.
So what did Noah rectify it?
Yeah. Isn't that why they named him Noah? Because he was falling.
So out. I think, okay, I hear. Okay, next. Zacharnu et Hadaga, this is when they were by the Mon, they were complaining, this is Parsha Baloscha. They were complaining about the Mon, and they said, oh, Zacharnu et Hadaga, remember this fish, Ashenochal b'Mitzrayim Chinam, that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Right? Oh, what those good old days, right? So Rav Shmuel, Charam Ardagim. One said it's Taka fish, Vacharam Arayas. And one says it wasn't talking about that, it was talking about Arayas. Man da amar dogim diksev nochal. It says nochal, right? Man da amar arayis. When it's talking about arayis, ksiv, it says chinam. right? Because it was free, right? Manda Amar Rayet Haksiv Nochal. But what do you mean? How could that be talking about a riot? We remember the other women that we were mutter to back in Mitzrayim. So why are you using the word Nochal? So Gemara says Lishna Ma'al Yenaka. This is a nice lashon. The Tziv, it says Achla she eats Umachata Pi, she wipes her mouth. Va'amra, and she says Lo Pa'alti Avon, I didn't do anything wrong. That's talking about a zona. So you see that the word Ochal could mean a reference to a riot. Asked the Yavetz, why didn't the Gemara bring the pasuk in the Torah? That's a pasuk in Mishlei, right? A pasuk in Mishlei? Yeah, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Why didn't the Gemara bring the pasuk in the Torah about Potiphar? Right, the pasuk says over there, it says, V'lo yada ito ma'uma, ki him halechem asher hu ochel. Which is a reference to Potiphar's wife. No, because the answer is, because that was mutter. Potiphar's allowed to be with his wife. Do you want to call it a lashon, a nice lashon? That's nice, but this is talking about Ozona, who says right. So the Gemara, this is the Gemara wants to quote an inappropriate way, not an appropriate, but nothing wrong with Potiphar and his wife. They're married. Okay. L'mandar mar dogim, my chinam. What does it mean chinam? For free. Dahave ma'isin lahu mehefkera. They because it was free. It was from hefker. They have to pay for this. To Amar Mar, we learned, Kishar Yisrael Shov and Mayim, when they would draw water out of the ocean or out of the well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Lehem B'so Chamayim Dogim Ketanim B'Kadein. Hashem would prepare a little fish in the cup, in the jug, they had what to eat. They didn't have to pay for that. Now, B'Shalom Alam Damar Dogim. It makes sense if you want to say Dogim. Aval Arayis Lo Parti Behu. There was no Arayis. What do you mean Arayis? There was no Arayis. Hayinu D'Chsiv Gan Geul Me'ul Achotzi Kala. There was no Arias, Mitzrayim. What were they doing, the Bnei Yisrael? Who were they with already? El Lamanda Amar, Arias, my Me'ein Chatum. What does it mean, Me'ein Chatum, which means that's the same pasuk over there, which means they didn't do anything wrong. What do you mean Arias? Right? What does that mean? They were sleeping with other people's wives? No, I don't know what it means. So what does it mean? Mahanach da Asurin lo parzi behu. No. From those that were usher, they didn't breach. Now, Rashi explains it. Hanach Asirin, it's on the right side of Rashi, like halfway down. He says, Osen Choyin Esar Zlufnei Noach, whoever Bnei Noach was not allowed to marry, Kigon Hanach Tabinim B'Sanhedrin, Erva Shebezdin Sheyitzol Mamsin Aleha, Bnei Noach Muzer Aleha, that for sure they kept. Vehein Habachu Ahanosafos, they were, the other ones, that they were crying about that. In other words, Bnei Noach, whatever Bnei Noach is not allowed to be with, they also didn't breach that. Others that we're not allowed to be with, the Bnei Noach is, that's what they were upset about. Oh, there's the plow.
Finally.
That's what they were upset about.
Oh,
it's my side. It's worse for me. You hear? That's what they were upset about. They're not riots in the technical. It wasn't really usher. It became usher later. Whatever was usher for Bnei Noach, that they for sure didn't breach. Okay. Bishlon landar my riots, hainu diksiv, v'yishma ma'oshe es ha'am, bachu, v'mish b'chosav. Right, that's why it makes sense. They were crying about the mishpachas. What does that mean? Al iske mishpachosav. Shenesru lahem lishkov etzlam. Right? Right? So it asks the Marsha, well, if that's what you're upset about, why all of a sudden now, in the middle of the Parshas Hamon, you start getting upset about this?
Context.
It's out of context.
Right.
So the Marsha explains like this. We're going to see a little later that they say it's before they made these gzeiros. You know, let's say a woman got divorced, and she got remarried a day later. Now you have to wait. So now you don't know who the husband is, right? You have to wait 3 months. You don't know who the father is, but the mun would tell you, because the extra food would fall by the house of the real son, the real father. Or let's say a woman was married and her husband died, and she didn't wait and she married the brother. Now, who's the father? And then, if it turns out she's pregnant, so who's the father? The dead brother or this one? So,
Galles.
So the man would determine all these questions, all these sfeikos, the man would determine. So, Badafka, in the middle of the man, you know, look at all this, look at all our lives, all our rights that we could have. That's why it conjured up. It conjured up that. That's the story. This is what Marsha says. You hear that, Bart? Elo, it is nice. El Lamanda Amar Dogim. But if you say they're talking about Dogim, my Bachel Mishpachosav, what are you throwing in the families for? They're talking about fish. So Gemara answers, Hava Hahav. That's really upset about both. Everyone holds they're upset about both. Okay? Next. It's HaKishuim Ves Avatichim. Kishuim and melons and watermelon. What's Kishuim? Not watermelon. Kishuim are, Avatichim are watermelon. What's Kishuim? Cucumbers, right. Ravami Vurav Asi. Chad Amar, Tam Kol Haminan, Tamu Bamon, Tam Chamesha Saminim Halalo Tamubo. That those five things mentioned in the Pasuk, it couldn't taste like those five things. It could taste like whatever you wanted, not those five things. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Because that sort of pregnant woman is unhealthy. So what if you're a man and you're not a pregnant woman? You can never be a pregnant woman? I always had that question. I don't have an answer. Why couldn't a man have it taste like watermelon? Because for pregnant women, it's not healthy. So what? V'chad amar, tam kol aminim tamu tamon. Uma moshon. Now, everything else, you can taste whatever you wanted, and it tasted like the substance. Even though we said yesterday, it didn't. That was one of the reasons that they were upset, because it wasn't satisfying, because it didn't look like pizza. It looked like this white thing. But v'halalu, tamon v'loma moshon. These five things, only the taste, not the mamashas. Then v'amon is kizera god lovon. It's like a white seed. V'amr of Ami, amr of Yossi, amr of Asi, ugl, Kegida. It was only round like a seed. V'lovan kemargolus, and it was white like a pearl, because the seeds are not white. They were round like a seed. They were white like a pearl. God shadoma lazera pishtan. It looked like a pishtan big of ulin in its stalk. Achay momrim God shadoma lahagada shemoshechetz libo shel adam kimayim. It was God, because it comes from the word hagada, to talk. It spoke to you and brought you closer to heaven like water. Not closer to heaven. It brought you. It was like water. It was like someone should talk about. Tanya Yidach God Shemagad Lam Yisrael. It told a person. Iben Tisha L'Rishon. Iben Shiva L'Achron. Right. Who is this? Who is the father here? Is it the husband number one or husband number two? Right. The mon would fall in front of the house.
How many cases could it possibly be?
Not only that, Tosfos Yom Kippur asks a different question. He says, this question: who's the father? Who's the father is relevant for many halachas.
Yeah.
It's not just where the man fell. It's relevant for hitting your father. Honor, who do you have to honor? The first husband, who's right over there in the next block? Or this guy? Which one do you hit? Yichayev Misa. Not such a simple thing. So the man's going to decide that? The man's going to decide that? How could the man decide that? It's a big question. The answer is no. The Bezin decided it. Moshe and the Bezin decided it. And you know how people are. What do they know? Right? How do they know? How does Moshe know? There's no DNA. How do they know? But they passed him. And then the man came along and proved Moshe right. You hear that, Vart? The man came along and proved Moshe right. It's a great Vart. Right? Everyone's always critical.
I'm having a problem. This whole...
How long could this possibly have happened?
I don't know if it ever happened. Lavan, white. Shemalbin avonosei and shal Yisrael. Because it whitened up the sins. Because nobody wanted to sin. Because nobody wanted to not get mon. Right? Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Kishem Shah Novi Hoyamagat Lahem Yisrael Masha Bechor and Masha Bestakin. Just like the Novi told you what you're really thinking in the depths of your heart. Kachamon Magat Lahem Yisrael Masha Bechor and Masha Bestakin. The same thing with the Mon. Ketat, for example. Shnayim Shabo Lefne Moshe Ladin. Some two people came to Moshe for Din. Ze Omer Avdi Ganafta. And one says, you stole my servant. Right? Veze Omer Atomachartili. And says, nobody talking about you sold him to me. Moshe, mishpat l'machar. In the morning you'll have the mishpat. Why? Imdim to amor b'bayis rishon, b'bayis rabo rishon, b'duah shezeh gnava. If the man fell by the first guy, then you know he stole him. Imdim to amor b'bayis rabo sheni, b'duah shezeh machrulo. Then you know it's the second guy.
They had avadim in the midbar.
It could be an eved ivri. It can't be an eved ivri. Maybe they had. Maybe they did have taka.
What's he saying here?
What? Maybe it was an Eved Kenani.
Yeah. So the month of Kedi Eved Kenani also?
Otherwise they would have died.
Or so.
Yeah. V'chein ish v'isha, shabal lefnei Moshe l'din. Same thing with a man and woman. Ze Omar, he sarcha alai. She fouled up this marriage. V'hi omeris, no, who's sarcha alai? He's the one who messed up the marriage. If the man fell by the husband, then you'd be a dua shehisar cholav, and she should really be there, and she botched up. Nimta omer of a base aviha. Let's say the man fell in front of her house, her father's house, back in her father's house. But in Bidua, Shehu Sarach Aleha, then it's a raya that he fouled up, and she had a right to be at her father's house. See, if it says, Uberes Hatal al Hamachane Laila, Yorad Mon Olav, the Mon fell on top of the dew, Uksiv, Biyata Ambalaktu, Uksiv, and it says, they went out and gathered it, Viksiv, Shatu Ambalaktu. There's three things. Three different things. Either it fell right there, right, in the Machane, or they had to go, or they had to go far. So, Haketan, Tzadikim, Yorad Al Pesach Bateim. The Tzadikim, it fell right in front of the doorstep. Beninim, Yatsu Volaktu. The medium people had to go a little further. And Rishayim, Shatu Volaktu. They had to go very far. Uksiv, it says Lechem. Uksiv Ugos. Uksiv Vitachanu. It says Lechem. It says cookies. And it says they had to grind it up. Okay, how could that be? I'm not sure how to. I'm not sure what this Gemara means. Tzadikim Lechem. I know. But what does this mean? Tzadikim Lechem. Tzadikim, it fell as ready-made bread.
Yeah, right.
Beninim Ugos.
Right. It was cookies.
It was already cookies.
Right.
And Rishayim, Tachanu Berechayim. The Rishayim had to actually work it.
Grind.
They had to first grind it and then bake. Okay. Odachal b'meducha, or to crush it in a meducha, in a mortar. Amr v'da marav, v'tem rav chama bar chanina. Malamit shiyarad lahem l'yisrael. Iman tachshitei nashim. It came with tachshitei nashim. Right? What's tachshitei nashim? Besamim. Davar shiridach b'meducha. No, it doesn't mean jewelry. It means besamim, which women would then crush and make it spices. Ubashala b'parur, they cook it in a pot. Amr v'cham alamit shiyarad lahem l'yisrael. Imamon tzike kideira. It came with pots. V'imaviyuol of odun dava boker b'boker. My boker b'boker. What does that mean? Amr v'shul bar nachmini. Amr v'yonathan. Midavar shiyarad hamot lahem boker boker. Malamed shiyardul hamli yisrael. One second. Oh, midavar shiyarad lahem boker b'boker. Malamed. What does that mean? Shiyardul hamli yisrael avanim tovim regalios im hamon. That it came down with pearls. V'anasim meviyu es avnei shoam. And the Nesi'im brought the Avnei Shoam. We always learned that that meant the actual people, the Nesi'im. That Gemara says, that's not what it means. There's a different pshat. Tana, Nesi'im Mamash, it means the clouds. But the clouds dropped these stones. Everyone always asks that question. Where'd they get this from? Where'd they get that from in the Midbar? You're right, it's a good question.
Well,
okay. All right. So this doesn't have to be the only pshat. This is another pshat. It could even be a metaphor. It doesn't have to be. It could just mean. What it could mean is that everything you needed came from Hashem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it means. It doesn't mean that actual. You don't have to believe that actual stones fell from the sky, golden stones.
Or
it
pops.
Could mean the mon did fall from the sky.
Pops.
It could be. It could be. But if you want to believe it was more of a metaphor, that it means that Hashem took care of you from A to Z. You were taken care of in the Midbar. Tana, Nesi'im Mamish. Others say it was Nesi'im Mamish. V'cheinu Omer Nesi'im Ruach Geshem Ayin. It means clouds. When a baby nurses, he tastes whatever the mother ate that day. We think. No, nobody knows. But that's what the Gemara says, so I'll take the word for it. Afaman calls manchi. So Oakland osam motiyim ba kaima ta'amim. It tastes like whatever you wanted. It's a good, interesting question. Could it taste like something not kosher?
Mother ate something not kosher.
No, I wanted to taste like something not kosher. Could it taste like something not kosher?
Pork flavor.
What?
Pork flavor.
So the truth, I asked this question to my kids in Parsha B'Shalach. I told them what they answered.
Yeah.
So my daughter says to me, but how would they know what it tastes like?
That's true.
Yeah, good question, right? So I said, it's a good question. So either they're about tshuva and they once went to McDonald's, right? So they remember. Or I said, what if someone never had pizza? But they see the pizza sitting over there. Ooh, I want it to taste just like that. But he doesn't know what it tastes like.
Right.
So would that work? I never tasted trace.
Who said they never tasted?
Yeah, who said they never
tasted? L'chora. I don't know if they ever did.
They tried, they must taste it.
Okay, it's a good question. So the truth is, believe it or not, there's a machlokas about this. I mean, it's not a machlokas because it's a moot point, right? So some say, well, you know, the Gemara says that whatever is usher in the world, there's something mutter. So if the shibuta fish tastes just like chazer. So you can have it. So there's no etzem iser in the taste.
Right.
That's what you see. There's no etzem iser in taste of chazer.
Right.
Because kosher things taste like chazer. What's the etzem iser? It's the actual behemoth. The actual behemoth is usher. So therefore, why can't I have a taste like that? Others say, what are you talking about? The money would taste like something treif? Impossible. Right? So you have both sides of the...
That's why we have fake crab today.
What?
That's why we're going there.
So by the way, just goes to show you, there's nothing etzem wrong with it. Huh? There's nothing etzem wrong with something that tastes not kosher. It's the actual, the shibuta fish proves it. And the Gemara says more things. That the being with a this is like being with a nida, and this, all these things. It's not just chazer. Other things in the world that are usher, there's something mutter. You're not deprived of anything. That's the point of that Gemara. Don't think it's being deprived, right? Okay. Just interesting. It's interesting food for thought.
I hope that's not true for snails.
Yeah.
I can see how you
read. Others say, is this Lashad Mamish? It means a shade?
Yeah.
A shade Mamish. Ma shade zem is abich like hamagavanim. Just like a shade can change many shapes. I didn't know that about shadim. Af haman is abich like hamagavanim. So to a man would taste like many different things, right? V'yomer Moshe, b'seis Hashem lachem be'erev basar lechel ulechem v'boker l'sboa, tana mishmei d'Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, basar, this slav, sheshalu shelo kahogen, that he asked for improperly, right? I'm sorry, it's not the slav, sorry, this is basar. I'm sorry, this is a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, it's in Parshas Haman. Yomer Moshe, b'seis Hashem lachem be'erev basar lechol, v'lechem b'boker l'sboa. Yeah, Tana, they asked for the basar incorrectly. Niti lehem shelo kahogen. It was given to them not correctly, right? How was it given to them not correctly? It fell at nightfall. Right? They didn't have time to prepare it. Lechem, bread, the staple of life. Sheshalu kahogen, they asked for it properly. Niti lehem kahogen, they gave it properly. Mikan, glim the Torah derech eretz, sheyachal adam basar ela belayla. You should only eat meat at night. Right? Why? Why is that? Not sure why. From Rabbaya, hi man de islay sudasa. If you have a suda, lo achli ela biyamama. Yeah, but 1 second. Didn't Rabbaya say yesterday you should only eat by day? So you can see what you're eating? Okay, and your mama come here. What he meant to say was like the day, meaning you shouldn't eat in the dark. That's all. Okay. Amar v'acha bar Yaakov, b'tchila ha-Yisrael domen l'tarna golem. I'm not sure what this Gemara means either. In the beginning, the Jews were like chickens, shemenakrim ba'ashpa, they were eating and they were picking away at the garbage. Ad she'bal Moshe v'kaval l'mzman suda. Moshe said, no, we have a cold zman, we have breakfast, we have lunch, we have dinner. What does that mean?
Until Moshe
came along, nobody had, they ate whatever, what does that mean?
They ate whatever they could find.
What does that mean?
They were scavengers.
Then we said, ho'desa ha'abasar odera b'en ha'shinayim. The basar was still in their teeth and they died. But Ksivan says, Od Chadosh Yomim. They lived for a month. So, okay, how's that possible? So, Beinanim, La'alta. No, the Beinanim died right away. No time. They died. But La'alta Mesu, Rishayim, Mitzdar, Malach, and Chadosh Yomim. They suffered for a month and then they died. Vayish, okay, not sure what this means. Vayishtachu? Right? What does Vayishtachu mean? Vayishtachu. What does the word mean?
Spread out.
Amarish Lakish. Al Tukiv Vayishtachu. Don't mean that they spread out the slav. Ela Vayishchatu. They slaughtered it. Malamed. You know what you see from here? Shenishchayvu Tzenosein Shal Yisrael Shchita. That really the Jews deserve to die for this request. Shatuach means spread out.
Tzenosein Shal Yisrael Shchita.
It's a euphemism. It means Chai Yisrael. Shatuach. Tzenosein Shal Yisrael Shchita. Ben Lit Ben Karcha. Al Tukiv Shatuach. Ela Shachut. It required shechita. Amar Rebbe, v'chimikana talamad. V'lo k'vademar says v'yimter aleim ka'afar sh'ar k'chol of kanaf. V'tanya Rebbe Omer v'zavachta shetzi v'sicha. Malamed shemitzdavu Moshe al shveshet v'alakana arov echad rov v'arov shnayim bebehema. We already know about hilchos shechita. So that's a different place that we learn that out. Elamatam ulamar shatuach. Malamed shared lahem mashtichin. What does that mean? That the slav fell down, all spread out,
layers.
Ksiv lahem uksiv shemen.
What was the purpose of that again?
What?
What was the purpose of falling mashtichin?
I don't know. That's how it fell. I don't know.
Is that a shock or not?
I don't know. I have no idea. Ksiv lahem. In one place, the month's called lahem. Uksiv Shemen, Uksiv Dvash. Nobody, I never heard of this Gemara. Amar of Yosef Bechanina, Lina Ariyam Lechem. For the young people that need more energy, they need more food, Lechem. Lizakanim, Shemen. Mutzino goes for the babies, Dvash. In other words, everyone, it tasted like whatever everyone needed it to taste like. You hear that? It tastes.
You know, we can't give our kids money.
Exactly. It tasted like what you needed it to taste like. Not what you wanted it to taste like, what you needed it to taste like. Right? I guess you could have it taste whatever you wanted anyway. Siv, slav, the Karinon, slav, right? Because the shin could be either side. Amar b'chanina, tzadikim, ochlen oso b'shalva. The tzadik ate it nice and peaceful. Rishayim ochlen osam, v'don v'lehem k'silon. And the Rishayim ate it, and it tasted like thorns. Amar b'chanan bar rava, dalad mine slav hay. There's four types of slav. The elohim, here they are. Sichli, kibli, pisyuni, and slav. Mila de kulu, sichli. The best one is sichli. Karina de kulu, slav. The worst one is slav. Vahavi kitsipurusa, it's like a bird. Umosvina le betanura, you put it in the oven. The tafach le mili tanura, you just light up the oven. Umaskina le atlesa rifi, and you burn it with 13 breads. Vachrona, and at the end, enachel de tairovas. You can only eat it on a mixture. I'm not sure what this means. So fattening?
Yeah.
Rav Yehuda mishtakeach le beidine de Rav Chista. Rav Yehuda found them in between the barrels of Rav Chista. I'm sorry. He found it among his barrels. Rav Chista mishtakeach le beitzivi. He found it in his wood. Rava maisi le arise kol yome. Rava's servant brought him every day this. Yom achad lo aisi. One day she didn't bring him. Amar mahai. He said, what's going on here? So we went up to the roof. Shamali yinuka. He heard a child. The comment that was said, shamati v'tirgaz bevitni. I heard and I'm trembling in my stomach. Amar, he said, shma mina noach nafshed Rav Chista. You see from here the Rav Chista died. Ubadil rabba achal. Ubadil rabba achal talmida. What does that mean? And in the chus of Ra, of his Talmud,
of the teacher,
he didn't eat it?
The student
ate. Oh, yeah. In the chus of the teacher, the student ate?
Yeah. So what, did he celebrate?
They didn't eat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did he celebrate?
No, because he's eating the chus of Ra.
And then now he died.
Arguing the
then
past.
He doesn't have it anymore.
Okay. See if it says, Vatal Shechva Tatal. It says that the dew fell. Uksiv ubredas atal, when the dew fell. Some of Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, tal mumaila, v'tal mumata. Dew on top, dew below, v'dome kimo, shemunach bekupsa. It's like it's placed in a box. Dak mechuspas. It was thin like mechuspas, which is like some kind of frost. Amar rishlakish, davar shenimuach al pisos yad. It dissolves in your hand, in your palm. Rabbi Yochanan amar davar shenivla, b'masayim v'arbom shmonim evarim. It's something that became absorbed in the 248 limbs. So I had a kasha. I asked this kasha. I'm not sure it's really a kasha. The kasha is like this. That means they ate it, and it got absorbed.
Right.
So they didn't go to the bathroom.
Right.
So we have a halacha that how long after you eat a meal can you bench? The answer is, until you digest the food.
Right.
We give a shear of 72 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you know that there's no shear in Gemara that's based on minutes. No such thing. There's never such a thing. The entire Gemara, no, in Shas, there's no such thing. I was thinking of writing an article about that. There's no such thing as a shear in minutes in Shas. Today, we live with that, with minutes. Right? So when the rabbi told me that Vasikin doesn't have to be a split second, he's so right. Chazanish said it. They didn't, who davened with a digital clock?
They didn't have one.
They didn't have one. It was Barak. Even 5 minutes, you're okay.
We just have it easier.
Right. And what if you're not? What if you want to go back to the... Well, you can't?
Of course you can.
Of course you can. So I thought like this. So if you ate the mun and it got absorbed into your body, how do you have bench? Because once it's absorbed, it's like digested. So you can't bench.
So
you have a 2 minute window to bench?
No, it doesn't have to be
72
minutes.
Exactly.
Right.
So
after the Suda. Okay. Mechuspas tu vahava. Mechuspas me now. The reason why they said mechuspas is because it's gematria 248. But if you add up mechuspas, it doesn't add up to 248. It's too much. It's more. Amar v'dachamit look mechano mechuspas. Take out the vavs, and then it adds up to 248. Tarabanan lechem ebirim achal ish. Right? Where's that pasuk? The pasuk in Tehillim. Lechem shemalachay ashar is ochlan also divir biakiva. Biakiva says it's the food that the malachim eat. When they told us over, Amalem, he said, Tuva Amrullah Akiva, go tell Akiva, Akiva to is, that he made a mistake, Rabbi Akiva. What? They eat? I didn't drink. Elamani Mekayim Evirim. What does it mean, Evirim? Which we thought it means limbs. Lechem, Shenivla, that's what we were going to say it means. Lechem, Shenivla, but Masayim, Rabbi, Mushmona Evarim. It's the food that got absorbed into your 248 limbs. Elamani Mekayim, Vyatsatia, Alazanecha. Then why did the Torah say you need a shovel in the Machne to go dig your, when you go to the bathroom, latrine? What do you need a latrine for? There's no bathroom. So, Devarim, skip the parentheses, Devarim, Shetagri, Umosa, Ola, Mokhan, Otson, Lehem. It's things that they used to buy from the merchants. The peddler selling some you know Coca-Cola at the kiosk by the in front of the tourist site, right? You want to buy some Coca-Cola? That you needed a shovel for that. Just the Yavetz asks, what about all the bucker that they had made carbonos? Maybe that's what they ate. Like you have to come on to peddlers. The funny thing.
What do they need to slough altogether? That bucket,
it's a good question. Bucket. It's a good question. That just goes to show you that the complaint was not legitimate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
what?
They were really starving. They had the shepherd meat.
Right. What were they starving for? They had money.
Even if they didn't.
Yeah.
They wanted meat.
Right, they wanted meat.
Go kill your animal.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly.
What do you need to slough for? If you had money that tastes like anything you want it to taste like, what do you need to slough for?
Because it just because
they believe it tastes like slough. Because it was a white glob. That's not exciting to eat.
A, it was a white glob. And B, because it wasn't a legitimate complaint anyway.
I always have a different question.
It was a question.
What did the animals eat?
Right.
That bothered me. What did the animals eat?
Right. Rabbi Elazar ben Prata Omer. Af devar v'shtigri umas olam ochen lahem man mefigin. Even what they bought from the kiosk, from the peddler, also got absorbed. Elamani mekayim v'yatati al-denecha. So what they need a latrine for? No, la'acha shesarchu, after they did this, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, ani amarti kabalach hasharis. I said you could be like angels, and then you don't have to go to the bathroom. Achshav, ani matriach osam shalosh parsos. Now you want it's love? Then go walk three parsa. Go walk. Dichsiv v'yachanu al yardin beis hayishimos at evel hashitim. Amar Rabba bar bar chana, l'didi chazalehu asra. I saw this place. It was three parsa. Fatana, and we learned, Kishanifnin, when they did go to the bathroom, Ein Nifnin Olofneim, Volotzdeim, Ella, Lacharein, only behind them. Vata Nafshu Yevesha, Ein Kol Amru Osid Minze, Shatipuach Bimeyim. What they said was, Klum, Yesh, Yulud, Isha, Shemachnes, Ve'ein Amotzi. Could there be such a thing as a Yulud, what's a Yulud Isha? What's a Yulud Isha? A Yulud Isha is someone born of a woman.
Right.
What kind of funny thing is that to say? Could there be such a thing, born of a woman, that only takes in and doesn't go to the bathroom? Could there be such a thing? Because when a baby's in the mother's stomach, it also takes in and doesn't take out. So that's why they were alluding to. Yeah, in the womb is such a thing. But Yulud Isha, after it's born, such a thing? No such thing. It's an unbelievable heart. No such thing. Only in the womb such a thing. Once it's yulud, once it comes out of there, no such thing. Look at us. We're going to explode. Kisha amru dvarim lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. Amalahem al tikri evarim el ebirim. Davar shenivla b'matayim v'avad shemona evarim. Right? El evarim, sorry. Ella. Mani mekayim v'yasad tia alatinecha. Dvarim shebarim lehem mimedina sayam. First shot is it's saying the food that came from overseas. I don't know. From the caterer.
Imported.
Davar acher. Lechem ebirim. Achal ish. Ze Yehoshua. This is going to be reference to Yehoshua. Sheorid lo mon connected kol Yisrael. The mon came down on his behalf for all of Klal Yisrael. Ksiv hacha ish. Ksiv hasam kach lachaz Yeshua ben Nun ish. Asher ruach bo. Maybe Moshe. Ksiv ish Moshe on of Maod. Maybe it's Moshe who's also big, also an ish. Big ish. Well, donan ish me ish, v'ein donan ish me viha ish. So therefore, it's more of a reference to Yoshua and not Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, we'll stop here. More got it to tomorrow. Then we'll be back into Yom Kippur. Everybody have a good, safe day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.